You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Knowing God means knowing His greatness in our lives. Learn more in week 5 of Knowing God.
Good evening. All right, excited ako to close our series on Knowing God. Knowing God, we've been going through several psalms actually for the last 5 weeks as we began this year. And in fact, Psalms is one of my favorite parts of the Bible. This is where I learned to begin to pray and worship. Okay, kung hindi nyo alam how to pray, kasi sometimes ang problema natin in prayer is, Lord, ano ba sasabihin ko? Like, right? So, I used Psalms. Someone directed me to the book of Psalms kasi ito na yung communication with God, right? And so, side note na lang to. But, kaya nga excited ako to share about knowing God. And for the past 4 weeks, pinag-aralan natin knowing God, knowing God's glory, knowing God's goodness, His generosity, His graciousness rather. And tonight, we're going to talk about the greatness of our God. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, God is great. All right. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, you look great also. All right. Now, when you talk about greatness, there's a term that's used out there, particularly in the sports area, sports sector. Ang tawag natin dito is a GOAT. Alam niyo ba sabihin ng GOAT? Greatest of all time. So when they say, mag-a-argue yan, magde-debate yan, eh, sino yung greatest of all time? Or sino yung GOAT sa basketball? Alright? The greatest of all time basketball player. Now, I'm sure the guys have their own opinion. I don't know if the ladies have your own opinion. But I'm going to show you some pictures. Okay, pictures who you think the greatest of all time basketball player. LeBron James. Sino tingin nyo? LeBron James ang greatest. Now, yung pangalawa, kilala nyo yan. Bulls 23. Siyempre, Michael Jordan. Sino tingin nyo? Yun ang greatest of all time. Sino ang GOAT? Eh, kilala nyo ba to? Alam ko yung mga millennials, baka hindi nyo nakilala. Sinama ko na rin sa equation. Kilala ba nyan? Robert Jaworski, playing coach. Siyempre, kasama Pilipinas. We're in the Philippines, right? Robert Jaworski, at 41 years old, playing coach. Kaya ba ni Jordan yon? At saka ni LeBron? Hindi nila kaya yon, right? Pero, kulang pa yung equation. Meron pang isang, tingin ko, will be a GOAT here in Victory Metro East. Ito, your own senior pastor. Alam nyo, varsity player, si Pastor Mark sa UST Growling Tigers. Okay? So, may calling lang iba eh. Kaya, na ano yung career niya. Okay? Alright. Pero sa boxing, greatest of all time. Sino nagsasabi? Muhammad Ali. How about this guy? Kilala niyo ba to? This is actually Rocky Marciano. Kung nilala niyo, si Rocky Marciano is the, well, only undefeated heavyweight. 47 wins without any loss. And yung pangatlo, siyempre, our very own Pac-Man, okay? Sino tingin nyo? Pac-Man, the greatest of all time, right? Pero kulang pa rin to. Meron pang isa dyan. Ayun! Pastor Alfred! Sabi ni Pastor Ramel, the tirador of Tondo, okay? Now again, talking about greatness, di ba makita natin yung greatness ng isang tao through the accomplishments, right? Ano yung success niya? And that which makes him influential throughout the world. And, you know, talking about greatness, I believe as we close this series, you know, importante yung itong series na Knowing God. Alam mo ko, sometimes parang yung concepts about the goodness of God, parang, but I want you to understand something. Na critical, very, very important itong series ito because there's a saying in the kingdom of God that it's not what you know, but who you know that counts. Dito, di ba, parang, oh, importante is sinong kakilala mo, right? Importante dito, mas importante in the kingdom of God. It's not what you know. You may know the Bible, but if you don't know God, or more importantly, if God doesn't know you, then that makes all the difference in the world. That's why Job tells us in Job chapter 22, verse 21, now acquaint yourself with Him, and be at peace, thereby good will come to you. How many of you want good to come to you? Then you need to know God. You need to be acquainted with God. You need to know Him. And so you'll be at peace. If you know God, it doesn't matter what's happening sa gasoline prices. It doesn't matter kung ano na nangyari sa tuition fee prices. It doesn't matter kung ano nangyari. If you know God, you know that God is with you and you will be at peace. In fact, this is what God said to Israel. Be still and know that I am God. Importante yun. The only way for us to be not anxious about anything is if we know who God is. Be still and know that I am God. Pag kilala natin si Lord, we can be still. We don't have to be anxious, right? And so it's importante itong as we wrap up this series because, you know, when we talk about God and the greatness of God, sometimes ang concept ng world or our society's concept of God is that God has become this image of different things. Ang kala ng ang picture ng world kay God is that of a grandfather or, you know, a magician or iba-iba yung concept or a BFF, iba-iba, di ba? But really, you know, that's why the series is so important because we let God be God. You know, the world is not impressed with God anymore. You know why? Because the church has made God too small. The church has made God too small. Ah, si Lord, tiga-answer yan ng prayer ko na pag kulang ako sa parking, a-answeran niya yung parking o yung itong wish ko para naging genie si Lord. The church has made God too small, which is not impressive to the world. In fact, Martin Luther, when he was debating his former mentor, si Erasmus, a great Bible teacher, sabi niya kay Erasmus, you know what, your concept of God, you have made God, what did he say? Sabi niya, your thoughts of God are too human. Yung concept mo kay God, masyadong human because God is not man. Tayo, finite. Yung concept natin, hindi natin mag-grasp actually kung gaano katindi, kung gaano kabigat, and kung gaano ka-immense si Lord. And if we try to put God in our context, ipuput natin, oh si Lord, parang tayo yan, then we miss out on who God is. That's why this message on greatness as we finalize, as we wrap up the series, is befitting to knowing God. And by God's grace, we will know the greatness of God in this limited time. Because, let me tell you, apart from God allowing us to know Him, hindi natin siya maintindihan. We will not comprehend or grasp who God is. That's why my prayer is that God will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know Him better. Amen? So where do we begin? Where do we begin to grasp the greatness of God? Let's turn to our last psalm for this series, Psalm 145, written by, I believe, a person who knows God very intimately, a man who followed man after God's own heart, King David. And so I'm going to read from verses 1 to 13. Mahaba-haba ng contest, so bear with me. You can read it along, and I hope you can meditate on each one, even if you go home, because this will help us frame the greatness of God. Amen? Verse 1, I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and your wondrous works, I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds and will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness and shall of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power. to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Because your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, your dominion endures throughout all generations. Let's pray. Father, bless the preaching of your word. Lord, I pray that you would anoint me. I pray, Father, that you open our minds and our hearts to receive what the Spirit of God is saying to us. And so, Lord, I pray that let us comprehend you in a bit, Lord God. Give us the grace to know you more. And so, with knowing you, Lord God, be strengthened, Lord God, and be at peace, Lord, that all of us might be still, that let you be God and be us be your creatures. And so I pray for your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Now again, since God has no beginning and end, since God is not like us, creatures, created beings, He is the uncreated one. Siya yung uncaused. There's no cause, no beginning, no end. It's hard for us to comprehend the greatness of God. But what David did was, he tried to express the greatness of God through human terms. Through human terms. So that, binasa nating Psalm, pinakita ni David how God, the greatness of God, in three ways. And this is how we actually express the greatness of people. Okay? We express or we try to comprehend or express the greatness of people in three ways. Remember? Number one, through what they have done, their accomplishment, right? Kung ano yung ginawa nila. Secondly, through their influence, their level of influence, or their kingdom. Kung gaano kalaki ba yung, gaano kalawak ba, okay? Yung kingdom nila, or yung influence nila. And third, the greatness of people through who they are. That's how David portrayed the greatness of God. And since finite beings tayo, we will try to grasp the greatness of God in this way. But let me tell you, let me just make a disclaimer. Even if you have not experienced God through His mighty deeds, even if you have not experienced God through His influence and His kingdom, even if you have not experienced or encountered God for who He is, let me tell you, it does not diminish in any way the greatness of God. It does not change who God is just because you have not encountered Him like that way. Okay? But by God's grace, I'm going to share with you what David proclaimed in his psalm. So, how do we measure greatness? We measure greatness in three ways, as I've shared. And I'm going to apply it to God. First, words applied, measure of God's greatness in what He has done, in His accomplishment. Verses 4 to 6 says, "One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds and I will declare your greatness." When we talk about greatness, ang unang-unang maiisip natin is, ano bang nagawa niyan? Bakit ba siya great? When you talk about the greatest basketball player, whether it's Michael Jordan who won 6 championships, right? Several MVPs, and led the Bulls team to presumably one of the greatest teams, 72-10, although nabeat sila ng Golden State Warrior last year, hindi lang nag-champion Golden State. And arguably, okay, kung hindi siya nag-premature retirement, right, for 3 years, nag-retire siya, nag-baseball siya, okay, probably 9 years yung championship nila. Well, arguable yun. But since hindi nangyari yun, it's still there. Accomplishment of Michael Jordan. Okay? Parang mahirap pantayan si Michael Jordan. Or, a guy by the name of Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple. Right? And his successes in the IT industry. But more than just the IT industry, he helped shape the way society interacts with technology. Diba yung dating cellphone, may style, may kung ano, diba? And then binago niya lahat yun, pati interaction with computer, with iPad. He changed the way, a visionary, his successes from yung company niya, from, yung stocks noon is from, I guess, nagsimula yun, mga $5 to $10 ngayon, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Success is billion and billions ang worth niya. Successful in his field, right? And you talk about other great people, right? When you talk about other great people, we can see, wow, ang tindi nito. How many of you want to be friends with Michael Jordan? Right? Or, patay na si Steve Jobs. Eh. Diba? But all of us, parang, ay sana. Diba? Pag nakamit kayo ng famous or successful person, right? Ano ginagawa nyo? Selfie, right? Or autograph, right? Because you are in the presence of the great one. Tama? Diba? Sa atin kasi, artista, right? Yung mga mahilig sa teleserye, right? Okay? Alam nyo. And sometimes when you talk about knowing God, do we really know God? Baka mas may alam pa kayo do sa mga favorite nyong artista. Alam nyo kung ilan yung, ano yung favorite niya na inumin, kung saan siya pumupunta, right? Kung saan siya magde-date this, ano? Anong suot niya nung star magic ball? Alam nyo lahat yun, right? Pero alam nyo ba, do you know the same way? Are you the same way with God? Kasi tayo mga Pinoy, mahilig tayong magyabang to demonstrate our greatness. Right? To demonstrate greatness, mahilig tayong payabangan. Diba? Alam nyo, diba, yung talo kayo sa lolo ko. Alam nyo yan, right? Alam nyo, lolo ko, ganito. Narinig na ba yung lolo yung nagtatalo yung tatlong apo? Yung lolo daw nila? Matinding sumisid. Okay? Kaya niya sumisid ng hindi umaakyat at hindi humihinga sa ilalim ng tubig. Sabi niya, oh, talaga? Yung lolo ko, kaya niyang sumisid sa swimming pool at hindi siya aakyat for 5 minutes. 5 minutes? Wow, grabe! Pero wala siya sa lolo ko. Yung lolo ko, kaya siyang sumisid sa swimming pool at hindi umakyat at hindi huminga for 1 hour. Ano ba yung lolo mo? Sirena? Hindi, Shoko, lalaki. Ah, ganun? Wala palang sinabi. Walang binatbat yung lolo niyo sa lolo ko. Bakit? Yung lolo ko, kaya niyang sumisid sa Manila Bay at hindi siya hihingi siya aakyat. Grabe, gano'ng katagal yun? Actually, hindi ko pa alam dahil hindi pa nakita yung katawan niya eh. Pero ganun tayo mga Pinoy, di ba? Mahilig tayong magyabang of our greatness, of our successes. Ang question ko, ganyan ba tayo kay Lord? Ganyan ba tayo kay Lord? Nagyayabang ba tayo kay Lord? Baka konting lokohin ka lang ng mga office mate or classmate mo, ay, born again ka ba? Christian ka ba? Okay? Wala naman sinabi yan, wala ka naman papala dyan eh. Ano ba sinasabi mo? Hindi, kasi punta ka na lang dito. Or sabi mo, hindi, alam mo si Lord, matindi si Lord and you need to know Him. That's why pumunta ka dito sa Metro East, sama ka sa youth service, sama ka sa Sunday service and you will get to meet this great God that I serve. Ganun ba tayo kay Lord? Nagyayabang ba tayo? Pinagyayabang ba natin siya kung anong ginawa ni Lord o kung sino siya? Do we do that? Jeremiah tells us to do that. Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 24. But let him who boasts, boast of this, that he understands and knows me. Kung magyayabang ka na lang daw, huwag mo na pagyabang kung ano yung suot mong relo or sa dami mong sasakyan. Ipagyabang mo daw si Lord. Let him who boasts, boast that he understands and knows me. Yun ang pagyabang mo, nakilala mo si Lord. Eh, baka yung number of books sa Bible, hindi mo alam. Ilang books ba meron sa Bible? 66, tama. Ilan ang New tsaka Old Testament? 39 and 27. Tama. Alam niyo yung last word in the Old Testament? That word is the word curse. Malakay. But, ito baka ito hindi niyo alam. Alam niyo kung sino ang, di ba si Jesus, napako siya, may kasama siyang dalawang thieves, right? Alam niyo kung sino yung isa doon? They discovered kung sino yung katabi ni Jesus na thief. Alam niyo, na-discover nila na yung katabi niyang thief is yung tatay ni Apostle Paul. Si Paul, minsan sulat siya. Sabi niya, my old man was crucified with Christ. Okay. Mamaya makuha niyo after, baka gutom na kayo. Anyway. dapat mas marami tayong alam. Okay? Kung magyayabang kayo about God, about His Word, about the Gospel, about the power of God. Amen? Because there's no God, there's no one who would compare with our God. There's nothing too difficult for Him. You see, Lord, powerful, even have power over death. Let me share this story about a campus, yung isang campus leader natin, yung pastor natin in Victory Fort. Kinikwento niya kasi he went to our prayer meeting and he testified this story. Sabi niya, several months last year, I think mga September of last year, okay, na naginip siya na yung tito nung asawa niya, his wife's uncle, who was in the hospital, namatay, died, and when he died, in the dream, nasa panaginip, in the dream, he stretched out his hands and prayed for the uncle, and the uncle was revived, nabuhay, in the dream, and then shared the gospel, and the uncle got saved. And so when he woke up, he was so excited, he was so in faith, ginising niya asawa niya, oh, nanaginip ako, na yung uncle mo, na na-hospital ngayon, na namatay daw siya, and then pinag-pray natin, and nabuhay siya, and then he got saved. So parang sila excited, so they rushed to the hospital, yung uncle niya, the uncle was actually in a coma, comatose. And so they began to pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, I'm excited sila, Lord, I pray that you would heal him. Lord, you know, we declare that you are our healer. And he began to pray and declare. You know, after 1 hour, we pray sila, wala pa rin nangyayari. And the doctor was actually there, yung attending physician who was an atheist, was observing, umiiling lang. After 2 hours of praying pa rin, sige. Napapagod na sila, wala pa rin nangyayari. And then at the third hour, Lord, kala ko ba? I thought this is from you, Lord. Pagalingin mo na, the wife actually was so na-offend na kay Lord. Sabi, uwi na lang tayo. So they went home. They were discouraged. But they said, Lord, we will let you be God. And kayo lang bahala do sa uncle niya. And so while they were in the house, after an hour or several hours, may tumawag sa kanila. And tumawag sa kanila, galing sa morgue. Because apparently, yung uncle who was in a comatose, okay, nag-turn bad, naging clinically dead. So dinala na yung katawan sa morgue para i-embalm. Okay? So bago imbalsa mo, anong nangyari? Biglang nabuhay. Nabuhay, and so yung nag-ibang, walking dead. Actually, humingi ng tubig kasi uhaw na uhaw daw siya. And so they had to go back to the hospital, kaya siya tinawagan para puntahan. Okay? In fact, hindi alam nung nasa morgue ko anong gagawin, ano ba to? Kasi declared dead na eh. Paano ba itong di-declare alive na ulit natin? May reversal ba? Reverse. So nalito sila kung paano gagawin. Walang first time na nangyari yun. So nasa hospital na. And so when they were there, they shared the gospel doon sa uncle niya. And sa uncle niya, got saved. Okay, received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Come on, give the Lord praise. There's nothing, there's no one like our God. Si Steve Jobs patay na. Right? Siya nga, hindi niya kayang mabuhay. But our God is a God who has victory over death. That's the God you serve. That's the kind of God. That's the greatness of our God. His power. Okay? His mighty deeds we can share. Amen? So, we measure greatness on the accomplishments or successes or the deeds. But we also measure success or greatness through the level of their influence. Or I would turn them to his kingdom. The kingdom, the influence of the person. What does it say in verses 11 to 13? They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom, because your kingdom is what? An everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Hindi lang momentary yung influence. Throughout all generations, throughout all eternity. When you think of the most influential people today, okay, of course, one of the most influential people today is President Donald Trump. Okay, if you have heard the news, before pa siya umupo, yung tweet lang daw niya. Pag nag-tweet siya, everyone listens. And it changes the ball game for many of the major players around the world. Just last month, nag-tweet siya. Okay, sabi niya, nabalitaan niya that Nissan, okay, the car maker, wants to put up a manufacture, magtatayo sila ng factory sa Mexico. So, nag-tweet siya. Short lang. Ilang characters ba ang tweet? 60? 40? 140, right? 140 characters. Sinabi lang niya, if you put up a plant in Mexico, I will triple your taxes here in America. Wow. So, the following day, okay, nag-answer ang Nissan. We will hold, okay, our expansion to Mexico and concentrate dito sa America. And hindi lang yon. Yung Toyota, sinabi rin ganun. Ah, kami rin. We will also concentrate on expanding our work here in America. Influence, right? Power. Talking about kingdom. The kingdoms of this world. And we talk about the great people, the great leaders of our world, whether it's Theresa May, kailan nyo kung sa Theresa May, in UK, or Merkel in Germany, or Putin in Russia, right? Yung mga decisions nila influences, okay, cities and countries. I'm not, anyway, wala akong time to, yung mga decisions nila about even connected to ISIS and all of that, but their decision making affects us kahit pa paano, because it shapes the prices of the oil, it shapes the prices of all these things. Ganon sila ka influential, and yet as powerful as they are, okay, they don't compare to the kingdom of our God, to His rulership. Because these people think that they're the one who controls the world. But let me tell you, it is God who is the absolute sovereign. Kaya ang tawag sa kanya is King of Kings. Okay? Kung may mga hari ito, mga nations, ang hari sa kanila lahat is God. Jesus is called King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Ganon katindi yung kingdom niya. His kingdom knows no end. Yung kingdom ni Trump, 4 years, kung ma-re-elect siya, 8 years. Right? Dito sa atin, si Duterte, 6 years. That's the extent of their kingdom. The kingdom of God knows no end. It's for eternity. His power, His rulership, the kingdom of God is marked by the rulership. When you say that someone or something is in the kingdom, God rules in that sphere, in that area. The rulership or the sovereignty of God. He is the absolute sovereign. You know, people have tried to destroy the kingdom of God, have tried to destroy the church and the gospel throughout all generations, throughout, yeah, and it's still standing. It's not just standing, it's going very, very strong. Hindi pwedeng tibagin ang kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God knows no end. He has absolute sovereignty and power. Yung mga unite, yung, hindi nyo naabutan siguro, but decades ago, there was a power block called USSR, the Union of Socialist Soviet Republic. Doon yung mga galing yung mga Kyrgyzstan, mga churches sa tayo, dati isa lang yun. And just like that, overnight, nawala. Ngayon, may EU, but it's in the brink of collapse as well. Yung kingdoms of the world, Very, very, if you rely on that, very, very uncertain. But the kingdom of God knows no end. Amen? Now, what does it mean for us? Okay, so sure, God rules, absolute sovereign. Well, let me tell you, if you are part of the kingdom of God, how many of you are believers here, are following, make Jesus the Lord and Savior, raise your hand. Unashamedly. Ah, okay. That means if you are serving God, you're part of His kingdom. You're part of His rulership. And when you are part of the rulership of God, when God is your king, then you don't have to worry. Si Lord yung king mo. Si Lord, God will take care of you. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will move heaven and earth to see you through whatever you're going through. But if you're not part of His kingdom and His rulership, then you are in very shaky ground, very uncertain. You better make sure that all your affairs are in order, na meron kang enough money. Eh kung magka-earthquake, eh kung magsarado yung banko, the financial institutions, hundreds and hundreds of years, suddenly collapsed and closed. You don't know, right? Very, very uncertain if you're not part of the kingdom of God. So it's very important for us. God's rulership and authority over here on earth and even in the heavenlies and the spiritual realm. Let me tell you, some of you, you're being oppressed by all of this spiritual oppression. May mga demonic influences out there. But let me tell you, God has power over all of this. Let me tell you a story of our church in Tabuk, in Kalinga. Bagong church plant lang yon, up north. In Kalinga, it's very animistic, very mga ano, maraming spiritista doon. So very common yung ano, mga demon possession daw, very, very common. But what happened was, in one of the biggest universities there, University of Kalinga, okay, nagkaroon sila ng major infestation, demonic infestation. Several, I think mga 20 to 30 students got demon possessed at the same time in the school. And so the school authorities did not know what to do. So they tried everything, wala. And so we have a campus minister who was there. And so they turned and, could you help us? And so he called 911. And he called our church in Baguio, can you help us? Who are you going to call? So they went there and they began to minister. I mean, the people, the school authorities were afraid. The other students were afraid because they're very strong and all these things, manifestation and so. But let me tell you, if you're part of the kingdom of God, okay? Remember, Jesus said this, if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Let me tell you, it's a manifestation of the kingdom. And part of that is through casting out demons. So they began there. They began casting out the demons. And the students got set free. And the whole school was shocked. The school authorities, who was close to the gospel, said, you know what? We want you to, you know, do seminars here. We want what you got. So yung life seminars began starting there. And now yung dalawang students na demon possessed just finished Victory Weekend serving God and now making disciples, inviting people. And not only that, nung nalaman ng ibang school, yung ginagawa natin ng ENC doon, habi, can you do that live seminar also in our schools? So let me tell you, kung hindi kayo mag-i-engage and mag-i-evangelize sa office nyo or sa school nyo, God will use the demons to evangelize and open the doors. Gawin lang natin yung part natin. Let me tell you, God has power and authority over all these things. Here on earth, in the heavenlies, ganun katindi yung kingdom of God. The greatness of our God is experienced in His kingdom. Amen? Amen? And finally, God's greatness is measured by who He is. His character, His nature. Let me read a few verses. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all He has made. The Lord is near all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. Okay, so if you look at the lives of the people that we saw were successful or in great in the world's eyes, whether it's Michael Jordan, whether it's Steve Jobs, whether it's Donald Trump, their success is measured primarily through their you know, what they have accomplished or their level of influence. But if you look at their character, who they really are, if you look at their marriages, if you look at their families, if you look at the mess they left behind in their personal lives, you will have second thoughts about their greatness, right? Very, very one-dimensional. Okay? You can be great at one thing and be terrible at another. But you know what? Our God, His greatness extends to all of these things and beyond. His greatness is marked by His deeds. His greatness is marked by His kingdom. His greatness is marked by His character, who He is. In fact, let me tell you that the characteristics of the kingdom of God emanates from His own character. In other words, when we say that the kingdom of God endures forever or is eternal, it is because God is eternal. When we say that God's dominion and power, the kingdom of God knows no has power and dominion, it's because God is a God of power. It's because it's a characteristic of who He is. The kingdom is just a characterization of who God is. Amen? And that's why we can be assured that this all-powerful Creator, who puts the stars in their place, who shuts at the roaring of the seas and the bellows of the storms, who divides the oceans into two, who conquers all the enemies, even death itself. Yet when David says He is gracious, He is slow to anger, He's abounding in love, He's merciful, He is righteous, He is gracious. Can you imagine that? He would be willing to for us to experience Him. Let me share one last story. One of our small group members, you know, last year they made dun sa prayer and fasting breakthrough nila. Ang fasting breakthrough nila is for them to get a U.S. visa. And when they were telling us this, kung bakit, it's because years back, I think 2003 or 2004, they were not Christians then. Okay? And so, his wife had a U.S. visa already. Multiple and something. 10-year visa. 10-year visa. Okay? The husband did not have. Eh, since hindi sila Christian, nung nag-a-apply sila, yung husband, forged documents. And so, when they went to the embassy, okay, the embassy found out it's forged documents, and they revoked. Hindi siya binigyan ng visa, and they revoked yung visa ng asawa niya. Okay? So, wala na, right? And so, last year, the mother of the wife was very ill. So, sabi nila, we want to go to the U.S., and so we believe God wants us to apply for a U.S. visa. So, they believed God, they fasted, and they went to the U.S. embassy. The appointment and all that. So, when doon sila sa consul, pagdating nila sa consul, binigay nila yung passport nila. Pag-check ng passport, the consul was so mad. Do you realize that what you did before, okay, when you forged the documents, do you know the consequence of this? You are actually banned for life from entering the U.S. soil. And so they were shocked. And so galit na galit, you know, you should not have done, come back and all, blah, blah, blah. So talagang he was so mad, everyone was hearing. So talagang nahiya na siya, Lord, patawarin mo na kami, sorry, we just want to get out of here. But sabi ng consul, akin na yan, English pala, give me that. Give me your passport. So kinuha yung passport, and sila naman, Lord, we're really sorry. They did not know na ganun pala yung, so, they were just praying, Lord, we repent. Kasi nakalimutan ni nila yung, so they just repent, Lord, we're sorry. You know, we just want to get out of here and whatever. But kayo na, Lord, we know that if ever, kayo naman ang God. So you can do anything. But kami, we just want to repent and sorry for what we have done in the past. Okay? And so, and they were praying with that. And then the consul came and said, wanted to give them back the passport para okay na, let's go out. But the consul, para nag-change yung mind. So they kept praying, Parang bibigay na sa babawin. Bibigay na babawin sa Lord, ano ba to? So nagtatangsel ng Lord, karabaraba, Lord, ano bang gusto talaga nitong consul? And so, finally, the consul got the passport and began to write something or type something in the computer. And he said, you know what? I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm writing the consulate in the head office, okay, in the mainland. And I'm writing a letter of recommendation to try to remove, okay, your ban for life so that you can get a visa. So celebrate that today. Okay. So finally, sinan niya na. Sabi niya, okay, I'm gonna keep your passport kasi dito ilalagay yan. And we'll just call you if for whatever happens. And so they kept praying. And after several months, but 2 to 3 months later, they both got the U.S. visa. And several months ago, when we met for Christmas, they were able to visit the mother, got their U.S. visa. Come on, let me tell you, no matter how powerful the United States is, mas powerful yung kingdom of God. Kahit na anong pagkakamali nila, He's slow to anger, abounding in love, gracious and merciful. They did not deserve it, but God gave it to them. Let me tell you, ganun katindi si Lord. That's how great God is. The greatness of God. You know, Psalm 118:35 actually illustrates the point I'm telling you. He says, you give me your shield of victory. You stoop down to make me great. I like that. God stooped down. This God of the universe. This God who created the heavens and the earth. This God who is eternal. This God is all-powerful. He stoops down, picks us up, and makes us great. Para tayo yung langaw na sa likod ng kalabaw. Most of the time, tingin natin tayo yung kalabaw and si God yung langaw na nakapaton sa atin. But God stooped down to make us great. He made us great through Jesus Christ. The infinite God became one like us, finite, so that He can dwell and be intimate with us, so that He can know what you're going through, so that He can know your weakness, so that He can know your fears, your anxiety, so that He can know and assure you, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm going to be with you every step of the way. Because that's the God. A God who's great is marked not by His accomplishments alone or His power or His kingdom, but because of who He is. His steadfast love. His unfailing love. His mercy. His grace. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen? Jesus Christ is the personification of that. He came here in the flesh so that we can be God's special creation. Listen, this great God who's so mighty chose to love us passionately in Jesus Christ. Do you know this God? If we know how great God is, I believe there are just two ways we express or we, you know, affects our lives. Number one, if we know God's greatness, it should overflow in our worship to Him. Right? When you know, when you meet someone and when you are with someone who is so great, so successful, so rich, so sobrang bait sa'yo, parang kulang na lang, di ba? Parang wow! Di ba? I mean, tao, I'm talking about someone, di ba? If you meet someone like that, parang wow! You just want to hug him and di ba? Ganon? Lalo si Lord. Right? Pagkilala niyo talaga si Lord, He will just overflow in worship. Lord, thank you that you picked me out of the pit, out of the miry clay, and put me on the rock where God turned our life right side up. Overflow in worship. Worship, thanksgiving, praise. Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you for changing me. But also, kung di pa namin La La Land, di ba? Musical. Di ba? Bakit ba mahilig kumanta? Lalo na Pinoy, mahilig kumanta. Right? It's because when we can't express in our minds, we just express it in our heart. Through singing, di ba? Parang, hindi ko na maalam kung paano express to, kakanta ko na lang. That's what worship is. That's why David, he wrote lots of psalms because in this extreme emotion, he just wants to just express himself. His magnitude of greatness to God. Amen? Overflows in worship. But secondly, knowing God should overflow in our service to God. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, service. When you're with someone who is so good to you, even though sobrang bait, even though he's so powerful and yet willing to, di ba? Imagine kung si, let's say, si King something, okay? Sabi niya, I want to go to your house and visit you. Gusto kong kumain kasama ka. Ikaw yung mahihiya, di ba? And yet, hindi lang yun pakitang tao. That's really who God is. He wants to be intimate with you. He wants to know what you're going through. He wants to know and be with you where you are. Me, I want to serve this kind of God. I want to be and serve Him. He doesn't need us. Dami niya namang angels to serve Him. Doesn't need us. But He chose you and me to co-labor with Him to advance His kingdom. John Wesley put it this way, without God, we cannot. Oh, well, but without us, He will not. Without God, hindi natin kaya gawin. But without us, sabi ni Lord, I'm so excited to be with you. I'll choose not to send the angels. I want, kung kailan kayo gagalaw, I want you to be with me. Ganun katindi si Lord. Service is actually an expression of God. The Son of Man came here not to be served, but to serve. He demonstrated for us. Amen? And so, knowing the greatness of God compels us to worship and serve Him. Knowing the greatness of God, it should allow us to compel us to worship and serve our God. Amen? Let's bow down and pray. Father, thank you for allowing us to glimpse even a bit of your greatness, to comprehend a bit of this even in our finite minds, Lord God, knowing that the immensity, Lord God, kung gaano katindi ka, Lord, hindi namin makukomprehend yun, but allowing us to see you through your greatness, through what you have done, for who you are, what you have done, and to allow us to be part of your kingdom. And so, Lord, this evening, I ask that you continue, Lord God, Father, to use us to worship you, to serve you, Lord God. What's to return, Lord God, Father? This is out of gratefulness. This is not out of, kasi sinabi ng pastor, but really, out of a thankful and grateful heart. We just want to serve you. And so, Lord, I pray for your people. Lord, even tonight, Lord God, Father, as they have been touched by you, by your love, by your grace, Lord, we just want to surrender and say, Lord, this is just natural, and this is, you know, this is just the least of what I can do to return what you have done for me. And Lord, through serving you, Lord God, may I know you more and more and more, because you demonstrated your Son who came here to serve, that we are made more into the image of your Son by being like him, serving others, serving your church. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.